From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's still a long way from law, but a health care overhaul bill has cleared another key hurdle in the Senate. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
On a key procedural vote, all 60 members of the Democratic caucus, that is the chamber's 58 Democrats and the two independents who usually vote with them, stuck together to thwart a Republican filibuster that could have blocked the health bill from even getting to the Senate floor for a debate. Democrats like Montana's Max Baucus said their bill includes many insurance changes the American people want and need.
No longer will insurance companies be able to discriminate based on gender or health status. No longer will insurance companies be able to charge more for women or for people who are sick.
Republicans, however, said the bill could lead to health care rationing and higher costs. The debate will begin in earnest after the Thanksgiving holiday and could last until Christmas. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The number of people known to have been killed in a mine explosion in northeast China has climbed to 87, with more miners unaccounted for. Rescue efforts are being hampered by bad conditions underground. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports.
Rescue workers are continuing their search for miners trapped deep underground following the blast. Some injured workers have been rescued and taken to hospital. But most of those who didn't immediately escape appear to have died. The accident happened in the early hours of Saturday morning at a mine near the city of Hegan in Heilongjiang province. More than 500 people were working underground when the explosion ripped through the large mine. It appears to have been caused by a buildup of gas.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. A military magistrate has ordered the Army psychiatrist accused in the Fort Hood shootings confined until trial. For now, that confinement will be at a military hospital in San Antonio, where Major Nidal Hassan is being treated for gunshot wounds. NPR's Craig Windham reports.
At a hearing in Hassan's intensive care room, the magistrate ruled there was probable cause to believe that Hassan was the gunman in the shooting rampage that left 13 people dead. Hassan's attorney is John Galligan, a retired Army colonel. He questioned the need to change Nadal's status to that of a pretrial detainee.
The defense position is that there was really no immediate need, no compelling government interest to have to change his status at this time, and in fact, we believe it's premature.
Galligan said the hearing should have been held instead when Hassan was ready to be released from the hospital. Galligan says Hassan has no feeling from the chest down. Officials at Fort Hood declined to comment on the hearing. Craig Windham, NPR News.
Authorities say a plane with at least six people on board has made an emergency landing at an airport off Cape Cod, Massachusetts. An FAA spokesman says the plane's nose gear collapsed as the twin-engine Cessna 402 landed on the runway. State police say no one on board was hurt. You're listening to NPR News. A former president of Chile, who's also a well-known academic, says he believes the U.S. and Latin America need to strengthen their diplomatic dialogue. He suggested the U.S. take part in summit meetings of the Group of Rio, which brings together leaders of all Latin American nations. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
Ricardo Lagos gave interviews to several prominent Argentine newspapers in which he said the current administration in Washington is still not doing enough to reach out to Latin American countries, and the nations of this region are also doing a bad job of reaching out to the U.S. He said that the influence of more radical leaders such as Hugo Chavez of Venezuela and Evo Morales of Bolivia is being overblown. He says that most Latin American nations now have comparatively moderate and stable governments. He suggested the U.S. could somehow start a dialogue with the Rio Group, which brings together Latin American nations who believe the U.S. has too much influence with the Organization of American States. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
One of the two shuttle astronauts who completed the latest spacewalk outside the International Space Station is apparently still waiting for word on the impending birth of his daughter. Randy Bresnik's wife was due Friday, but in a briefing after Saturday's spacewalk, NASA's Brian Smith said the baby hasn't arrived yet.
Nothing new to report. I'm sorry. The Bresnik launch countdown clock has got some unpredictable and variable holds in it. So it's very hard to predict.
Saturday's spacewalk was delayed for about an hour because of a false decompression alarm, but once they were cleared, Bresnik and astronaut Mike Forman spent about 6 hours outside the International Space Station. The third spacewalk of the mission is scheduled for early Monday. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.